Nolte, Obama makes penis size joke while trashing Trump as childish. By John Nolte on August 21, 2024. Former President Barry Obama went mighty low by inferring former President Trump has a small penis during his speech on the second night of the issue in policy-free Democrat National Convention. There's the childish nicknames, Barry said of Trump. The crazy conspiracy theories. Then he added, this weird obsession with crowd sizes. At this point, Barry lifted both hands to indicate a large size, looked down, and then brought his hands closer together to indicate a smaller size. The crowd roared. The cheap and vulgar inference was obvious to anyone who watched. It sure was obvious to the crowd. Hey, when you're trying to get Kamala Harris elected, someone who cannot run on policy or her record, I guess the crotch is all you have left. One can only wonder just how much room Trump occupies under Obama's thin skin for Barry to lower and demean himself in this way. Good heavens, the guy is a former president. He's standing in front of the whole country. Nevertheless, he's still so emasculated over Trump's 2016 victory, he can't control himself. What's especially revealing is that just one sentence after attacking Trump as childish, Barry goes for a dick joke. Obama's crude lack of self-control, the rage and pettiness, are beyond obvious. But this is one of the things we love about the Donald. His supernatural ability to reveal who these people truly are is a great gift to our country. Even former First Lady Michelle Obama, someone who branded herself as "When they go low, we go high" lady, went mighty low Tuesday night. There was nothing inspirational or elevated about her speech. She went right to the racial division, which is usually her hideous husband's job. For years, Donald Trump did everything in his power to try to make people fear us, she said. His narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who happen to be black. I want to know, who's going to tell him, who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs? She railed on, look, it's his same old con. The same old con. Doubling down on ugly misogynistic, racist lies as a substitute for real ideas and solutions that will actually make people's lives better. Dick jokes. Racial demagoguery. All of this while 25 innocent babies are slaughtered just outside. Demonic. Hey, at least they are being honest about who they are. Sure beats all this phony joy nonsense. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.